Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio, we will discuss Mahashweta Devi. First of all, who is Mahashweta Devi? Mahashweta Devi is a writer and also a social activist. She has written novels, essays, short stories. She writes in Bengali and most of the works that she has written is ultimately or later on translated into English. And Mahashweta Devi has written about India's deprived and sidelined communities. She talks about the discriminations against them in her writings. For example, Dalits, indigenous people, means tribals, women. And Mahashweta Devi has won Sahitya Academy Award as well as Gyanpith Award and also Raymond Magsaysay Award. And in 1979, she was awarded the Sahitya Academy Award for her novel Aranyar Adhikar. Okay, Aranyar Adhikar. This is the name of the novel. And this novel, Aranyar Adhikar, narrates the life and fight of Indian tribal freedom fighter Birsa Munda. See, you might have heard about or read about Birsa Munda. And in this novel, she narrates his life and also the fight with the British. And it is written in Bengali. Then some of her important works are, first is Mother of 1084. This is the title, Mother of 1084. And basically this is a novel which focuses on the trauma of a mother who wakes up one morning to the devastating news that her son is lying dead in the morgue, and her struggle to understand his decision to be a Naxalite. Matlab, how Naxalism affected the lives of some people. Then another important work of her is Breast Stories. Okay, Breast Stories. And this is basically a collection of short fiction, means short stories. And this is something which she writes from a woman's perspective. And what this is about is, as the name suggests, about the breast as more than a symbol of beauty or eroticism or motherhood, but a very stern indictment of, you know, of an exploitative social system and a weapon of resistance. And it was Gayatri Chakravarti Spivak, means Gayatri Spivak, which translated this from Bengali to English. Then another important work of hers is The Queen of Jhansi. Queen of Jhansi. Now, ye kitab jo hai, basically this is a reconstruction of the life of Rani Lakshmibai, the historical Rani Lakshmibai. It is about her. And this is something which she wrote after doing some extensive research of historical documents about Rani Lakshmibai. So this is not fiction, this is more of reality, something real. Then another important work of her is In the Name of Mother. Okay, In the Name of Mother. In the Name of the Mother. Okay, In the Name of the Mother. And basically what it does is, basically it's a collection of four stories that exposes the traditional portrayal and concept of women and their link to motherhood, which often conceals a communal abuse and attempt to restrict women to their socially prescribed roles. So this work is basically about the portrayal, the identity and the restrictive and the restrictions placed on women just because she is a mother. Then another work of hers is Choti Munda and His Arrow. Okay, Choti Munda and His Arrow. And as the name suggests, that it is about the indigenous people or tribal people of India and issues pertaining to their identity, their land rights, their human rights, and how some of the tribal people or indigenous people have been forced to resort to violence to save themselves and their land rights. Then another work of her is After Kurukshetra. Okay, After Kurukshetra. And basically, as the name suggests, that it has something to do with the epic Mahabharat. And isme hota kya hai, that there are basically three stories in it. But those stories are told from the point of view of women. Women who are marginalized, who are dispossessed, means they don't have any property. And women who are Dalit. So if you read Mahashweta Devi's work, you will realize that she is more of an activist. She believes in art for a social purpose, or art for a purpose rather than art for art's sake.